You feel the weight the first time the soil dries out faster than you expected. Crops fade quick when water slips out of your control. Every beginner learns that lesson the hard way. You stand there in the heat with a hose in your hand, losing daylight while the ground drinks more than you can give. That is the moment you understand why irrigation matters. It is not comfort. It is survival. You need a system that works when you are not watching. You need flow you can predict, valves you can trust, and pressure that stays steady through long days and rough weather. This guide takes you through the core systems that keep small homesteads alive. Drip lines, timers, and gravity-fed rigs, tools built to protect your time and your harvest. You learn how they work, how to build them, and how to work together. Keep them steady when conditions turn hard. Chapter 1. Understanding your water source and basic flow. You start with the ground in front of you. Soil tells the truth before any tool does. Walk the land after a warm day and watch how moisture fades. Look for areas where the soil crusts fast. That is where water runs thin. Look for darker patches that hold dampness longer. That is where water lingers. You build a system around these points because they shape every future decision. If you ignore them now, you fight problems for years. Check slope next. Even a slight rise shifts how water behaves. A gentle downhill pull speeds flow. A quiet rise slows it. If you work on uneven ground, understand that water will always choose the easiest path. Your job is to control that path before it controls you. Take a simple level or a marked stake and measure the fall over a short distance. You need those numbers because pressure responds to height. High spots run dry, low spots flood. Before you buy a single part, get familiar with these facts. Stand at your water source. If you use a municipal line, check for steady flow. Open a spigot and listen for pulsing. Pulsing means unstable pressure. That will hurt drip lines later. If you run a well, measure pump strength and recovery. Slow recovery limits how long your system can run. If you rely on stored rainwater, inspect your tank. Look for sediment on the bottom. Sediment clogs filters and emitters. Clean it now or pay later. You cannot move forward without knowing what feeds your irrigation. Now measure your flow rate. Take a 5-gallon bucket and fill it at full pressure. Time it. Convert that time into gallons per minute. This number becomes the backbone of your system. Too much flow without control bursts lines. Too little flow starves the farthest rows. Every timer, regulator, and drip emitter you choose must work with this baseline. Beginners skip this step. Professionals never do. Next, walk the route from your source to your planting area. Map the path. Mark every change in elevation. Mark where hoses would bend or kink. Mark where a header line could sit without obstruction. Put stakes in the soil. Irrigation fails when the layout is an afterthought. You need clean pads free of sharp turns and tight corners. Every angle is a risk. Straight lines save you trouble. Set baseline safety. Pressure creates danger when ignored. If you exceed the rating of your hoses or lines, they can burst under heat. Stand clear when first testing. Wear eye protection when handling pressured connections. Backflow contamination is another risk. If your municipal supply flows backward into your lines, dirty water can enter the main system. Install a proper backflow preventer. It protects your land and your health. Now you examine the systems themselves. Drip lines deliver slow, steady moisture right at the root zone. They run on low pressure. They save water. They also clog if the source is dirty. Timers handle the schedule. They give you consistency when your day is unpredictable. They require batteries or power and must stay dry. Gravity-fed systems use height instead of pressure. They run silent, cheap, and dependable when built right. They struggle over long distances or steep ground. Think about how each system behaves on your land. Drip lines fail on slopes without regulators. Timers mean nothing if your flow rate makes pressure swing. Gravity lines work best when your tanks sit several feet above the beds. All three systems carry strengths and limits. You match them to your land, not your preference. Test your assumptions with a simple visual check. Lay a hose across your planting area. Turn the water on low. Watch how water travels across the surface. It reveals dips and rises that looked invisible before. These shapes inform where to place headers and emitters. What you see now replaces guesswork later. You end this chapter with one clear question. You know your soil, you know your slope, you know your flow rate, you know your source. You understand the strengths of drip lines, timers, and gravity-fed rigs. But the real challenge waits. Can you choose the system that fits your land without wasting water or damaging your crops? The next steps demand precision. One bad choice sets you back a season. Chapter 2. Building Your System. Drip lines, timers, and gravity-fed rigs. You start with the tools because nothing moves without the right gear. Lay everything out where you can see it. For drip lines, you need a header hose, connectors, emitters, hole punch, pressure regulator, filter, and end caps. For timers, you need a battery unit or a weatherproof electric model with clean threads and a stable mounting point. For gravity-fed systems, you need a raised tank, sturdy blocks, valves, hoses, and secure fittings. Keep a knife, pliers, and Teflon tape close. When you build water systems, a missing fitting means wasted daylight. Set safety before touching the first part. Shut off your water supply. If you work with municipal pressure, double-check that the line is closed. If you work with a tank, make sure the valve is locked. Keep your hands clear of pressurized joints during first tests. Wear eye protection. Water under load hits fast and blind. Start with drip lines. They offer the most control for small beds. Connect the header hose to your water source. Install a filter first. Dirty water destroys emitters and forces repairs later. Then attach a pressure regulator. Most drip systems run on low pressure. If you feed them raw municipal flow, they swell and split. Push the header hose into the regulator's outlet until it clicks into place. Make sure the line seats clean. Any wiggle now becomes a leak later. Run the header along the top of your bed. Keep it straight. Avoid tight bends. Pin it to the soil with stakes. Now measure where each plant sits. Punch holes at each point. Insert emitters firmly. They should lock in without gaps. If an emitter feels loose, replace it. Do not try to force a bad fit. Finish the end with a simple cap or loop-back closure. Test the header by opening the water source at low flow. Watch each emitter. They should drip steady, not spray. If one runs dry, check your hole for debris. If one sprays, you punch too close to an edge or damaged a line. Replace that section. Move to the timer. Timers give structure to your routine. Mount the timer above your supply point, where it stays dry and easy to reach. Thread it onto the spigot by hand. Do not over-tighten. Insert fresh batteries if needed. Set a simple program, early morning water, with enough duration to fill the root zone. If you work with a pump or weak flow, extend the cycle. Secure the connections with clean tape if needed. Open the supply line slowly and confirm the timer holds under pressure. Watch the display. Make sure the valve inside is switching clean. If you see pulsing in the lines, add a regulator before the timer to stabilize the flow. Now build the gravity-fed system. This rig pays off in places with unstable pressure or off-grid setups. Start with a raised platform. Strong blocks or a steel stand. Height matters. The higher the tank, the stronger the flow. Position the tank so the base sits several feet above your beds. Check that the platform is level. A leaning tank creates uneven pressure and risks collapse. Install a valve at the tank's outlet. Use Teflon tape on all threaded joints. Secure the hose to the valve with a clamp. Run the hose down toward your beds. Avoid sharp edges and tight corners. Place a simple filter at the tank outlet. Even clean rainwater holds debris. Connect the hose to a secondary header line across your planting area. Insert small valves at key points if you plan to split zones. Gravity systems need clean paths. Any uphill section slows the flow. Keep your lines moving downhill or level. Open the tank valve a quarter turn. Watch the flow. It should move steady and quiet. If you see sputtering, air is trapped. Bleed the air by opening the far end of the line for a moment. Once the line fills, close it and check pressure again. You want firm but controlled output. Now test your work. Run each system one at a time. Start with the drip setup. Turn on the supply. Walk the entire line. Look for bulges. Look for wet spots away from emitters. Those marks reveal unseen leaks. If you find any, shut the water, cut the damaged suction, add a coupler, and retest. Switch to the timer. Activate a manual run. Stand close and listen. Timers that fail usually click weak or stutter. Watch the pressure through the header. If it surges, add regulation. If it drops too low, your main supply cannot feed the full run. Shorten your line or split the zone. Test the gravity-fed rig last. Fill the tank halfway. Open the valve fully. Walk the line. Gravity flow exposes flaws quick. Loose fittings drip. Poor seals weep. Tight turns choke the water. Fix each issue as you find it. Never leave a slow leak. Slow leaks become weak pressure. Weak pressure becomes dry crops. Once all three systems run clean, compare their performance. Drip gives precision. Timer gives rhythm. Gravity gives independence. Each carries its own strength, but none matter if the build is weak. You built these systems to hold under real use. Now the question waits. Will they survive a full season? Or will the first heat wave reveal the weak points? Chapter 3. Tuning, Troubleshooting, and Long-Term Care. The system looks steady on the surface, but stability comes from what you catch early. You begin with flow checks. Water should move with the same strength at the first emitter and the last. If the far end drips weak, pressure is dropping somewhere along the run. Walk the line. Kneel beside each joint. Feel for moisture. Even a thin film signals a slow leak. Slow leaks pull pressure from the entire system. Fix them now. Cut the damaged section, insert a coupler, and lock both ends tight. Clogged emitters show up next. Drip lines trap fine debris. Sediment from the tank. Mineral buildup from the well. Rust from old spigots. Remove the emitter and flush the line for a moment. If the emitter still fails, replace it. Keep spares ready. You never want to lose time searching for parts when beds need water. Watch for uneven flow. A single dry patch hints at buried blockage or a crushed section. Press the line between your fingers. A flattened hose needs replacement. If you see a kink, trim it out. When the line runs clean again, retest from the first emitter to the last. Pressure drops hit all systems. If you run municipal supply, pressure swings happen during heavy household use. Timers struggle during these dips. Add a regulator to stabilize flow. If the dip comes from a weak well, shorten your runtime and add rest cycles. If you run gravity-fed rigs, check the tank level. As the tank drops, pressure weakens. Raise the tank or reduce output to maintain balance. Leaks at joints demand attention. Tighten clamps. Replace cracked connectors. Look for stress marks on plastic fittings. Heat from long days weakens cheap parts. Swap them for sturdier pieces before they fail under pressure. Every joint must handle the strain of a full cycle without shifting. Now shift to seasonal care. Dry seasons push your system to its limits. Increase early morning watering and reduce midday runs. Soil loses moisture fast in heat. You need deeper, slower irrigation. Extend your timer schedule by a few minutes. Watch the soil. Do not guess. Each extra minute must serve the plant, not waste water. Rainy seasons bring a different risk. Shut down parts of your system when storms roll through. Waterlogged soil breeds disease. Turn off timers. Let the ground dry between storms. Check your tank for overflow. Gravity-fed rigs can draw in contaminated runoff if backflow protection fails. Inspect valves for debris and clean filters weekly. Cold regions demand winterizing. Drain all lines before the first freeze. Water expands when frozen. A single trapped pocket cracks hoses and destroys fittings. Disconnect timers and store them dry. Remove filters. Empty the tank or close the valve and drain the line below it. Cleaning schedules protect your system long term. Filters collect debris. You must rinse them out every few weeks. If you rely on stored rainwater, scrub the tank bottom at least twice a year. Sediment builds quiet but hits hard once it reaches your lines. Use clean brushes and mild soap. Rinse until the water runs clear. Moisture sensors offer a major upgrade. These tools read the soil and stop your system from running when the ground holds enough water. Install one near the center of your bed. Keep it out of direct sun. Sensors cut waste and reduce plant stress. They pair well with timers and reinforce consistency. Zone splitting helps larger gardens. One long header loses pressure. Break the area into smaller lanes. Add valves to isolate sections. This gives you more control. Each zone runs stronger with less strain on the main line. It also makes troubleshooting easier. A problem in one section stays contained. Storage upgrades increase resilience. Larger tanks hold more water for gravity-fed systems. A raised stand boosts pressure. A simple shade cover extends tank life and reduces algae. Each upgrade adds stability to your operation. Cost savings appear over time. Efficient irrigation reduces water bills. Steady moisture reduces crop loss. Maintenance costs drop once leaks and clogs disappear. These gains build confidence. You are not fighting the land anymore. You are working with it. Finish with a final readiness checklist. Check every fitting. Check every emitter. Check every valve. Flush the lines. Confirm pressure. Confirm timer cycles. Inspect soil after a full run. You want uniform moisture across every bed. If something looks off, track it to the source. There is always a cause. You find it by moving slow and staying consistent. The system holds when you stay ahead of failure. Every problem you catch early protects your harvest. The land rewards discipline. It punishes neglect. Your irrigation setup is not just equipment. It is a lifeline. When tuned right, it carries you through heat waves, storms, and long dry spells.